Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 115, Investing, by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Finance Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in personal finance 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dan Warren.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Optimal Finance Daily, the podcast where I read to you Monday through Friday from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet. And today's post is simply called Investing by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. And if you've been a longtime listener, you might remember way back when that I read a post from Steve Pavlina about passive income. Now that was episode 33, so that's 82 episodes ago, but who's counting? It turns out Steve has a whole series on passive income, and today's post covers the investing side of that. But before we get into that content, if you'd really like a free and easy way to show your support for what we're doing here, please come on over to oldpodcast.com and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Now, not only does that show your support for Optimal Finance Daily, as well as Optimal Living Daily and Optimal Health Daily, but you'll also get some free gifts from us just for joining, and you'll be entered to win a book every single month. But for now, let's get right to it. Let's hear the post and start optimizing your life. Investing by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. Another way to earn passive income is through investing. I've already mentioned real estate investing, but of course, you can also generate income from many other types of investments, such as owning stock in a company or earning interest with a certificate of deposit. Investments can pay off with interest, dividends, and capital gains. Depending on the current tax laws and how much you're earning, your investment gains may also be subjected to lower taxes than other forms of income, partly because governments want to encourage more economic growth. Here are some general assessments to make with regards to different investments. Facts. What are the specific details of the investment? For businesses, this is called fundamental analysis. Look at the current state of the business, including its physical property, technology, intellectual property, cash, cash flow, debt, and industry conditions. This helps you evaluate the investment relative to other potential investments. Performance. If this is a pre-existing investment, you can look at its past performance. While past performance can't predict the future accurately, it is an indicator of where things are headed. Technical analysis is an approach to investing that looks at past performance metrics to assess the likelihood that an investment will increase in value. Risk. How risky is the investment? Does it seem fairly stable, or has it been experiencing high volatility? Return. What is the expected rate of return? Do you anticipate a reasonable payoff relative to your investment and the perceived risk? Control. How much control do you personally wield over this investment? If you buy common stock in a company, you may be able to exert a small degree of influence as a stockholder. If you sit on the board of directors, you can exert more influence. And if you're the CEO, you can exert even more influence. This is a mixed blessing. More control means you have more abilities to steer your investments, but it also means you bear more responsibility if things go south. Impact. Are you investing to make as much money as possible, or are you responsibly contributing through your investments? Where you invest your money, time, and energy will impact how you feel about yourself as well as how you influence the overall economy. Will you invest in weapons, junk food, soda, drugs, oil drilling, cosmetics, banking, entertainment, gambling, pesticides, cigarettes, factory farming, etc.? If you put money in an S&P 500 index fund, you're supporting all of these things and more. See for yourself where your money is going by looking at the list of the S&P 500 companies on Wikipedia. I tend to put a lot of weight on that last factor when considering investments. For this reason, I even regard charitable donations as a form of investment. I may not see a financial return from those outlays, but I can still contribute to the impact. If you try to invest from a place that doesn't align with your values, you'll probably end up sabotaging yourself. In the past, I owned some mutual funds, but I dumped them many years ago. I prefer not to directly support companies like Monsanto, McDonald's, and Philip Morris in pursuing goals that seem so out of alignment with my values. My favorite places to invest are, 1, in my own personal growth, and 2, in my own business. Investing in personal growth means paying for growth-inducing experiences like books, audio programs, courses, seminars, coaching, training, travel, and more. Anything that helps you grow. See the best place to invest your money article at stevepavlina.com for details. Investing in a business that you own can help make the business more stable, so you can enjoy passive income from it for years or decades to come. Some people confuse trading with long-term investing. Trading is closer to active income, whereby you buy and sell quickly and repeatedly, making gains on these exchanges. Even if you do well with trading, your income stops when you aren't actively working. Long-term investing is a more passive approach, whereby you do most of your work up front to select good investments, then, hopefully, watch them increase in value with minimal maintenance on your part. If you're checking on a stock price every day, that isn't particularly passive. While the admonition, "it takes money to make money," can apply to investing, there's still plenty of room for people who can skillfully invest other people's money, sharing in the gains. Whether you have money to invest or not, some degree of skill is important, either skill at picking investments or at picking investment advisors. These skills can, of course, be developed over time, regardless of your starting point. I can't personally advise you much on becoming a pro investor since it hasn't been a serious interest of mine. I feel it's important to mention it in this series for the sake of thoroughness, but if this is your preferred vehicle, you'll need to seek out other resources for more specific help. The main contribution I want to make here is to encourage you to think carefully about the long-term impact of your investments on the world as a whole. You'll find it much easier to invest in alignment with your values, since you won't be fighting a part of yourself, less self-sabotage. The good news is that there's still plenty of money to be made from intelligent investments that create a positive ripple for others. There's no need to settle for harmful investments that violate your values and leave you feeling conflicted and incongruent. You just listened to the post titled Investing by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com.
If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. and keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
And that is another week of Optimal Finance Daily in the books. Please don't forget, we do give away a book every single month to a random email subscriber. So if you want to be entered into that drawing, just come by oldpodcast.com where you can join our weekly newsletter for free. You'll also get some free gifts from us, including three very helpful spreadsheets, a video tutorial, and more. Well, I'm sure you're all as ready for the weekend as I am, so I'll leave it at that. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you on Monday where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from even more blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more from amazing bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Finance Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.